and the technical difficulties which we encountered. I do think and I understand that the committee will be getting also responses in writing within 48 hours. I think we had the opportunity, despite the technical difficulties, to look into the implementation by the state party of its obligations under our covenant. Let me stress that the committee does recognize the current limitations of the Ukrainian ability to fully implement the covenant in the state party, including in parts of the territory that are not under its effective control. However, as many members here have stressed, while the state party, of course, is to be commended for all the measures it has taken for implementing the rights under these under our covenant, we do urge the state party to continue in these efforts to ensure the respect of the rights guaranteed under the covenant throughout its territory, including the respect of those rights wherever the operations of the state party can affect the inhabitants of such territories. The committee had the opportunity also to discuss these strategic documents, of course, the draft law on the transition period. This will be an important document. We do note the remarks of the Venice Commission as well in having an inclusive transition legislation which would encompass effective access to justice and reparation to all victims and ensure accountability, thus serving justice and reconciliation in the post-conflict period. There were many interesting discussions, of course, which were centered around IDPs and freedom of movement, electoral rights, birth registration, and, of course, accountability for acts committed in the context of mass protests and investigation, of course, and prosecution violations under this covenant the state party. The committee has heard the delegation's response on the implementation of its views. I do wish, on behalf of the committee, to remind the delegation and the state party of its of our position that by acceding to the optional protocol of the covenant, the state party has an obligation of good faith to implement the committee's views and ensure in practice that victims can access domestic remedies before the domestic authorities. We do hope that the state party will revisit its legislative efforts in this regard. Let me say that we do look forward and we thank the state party, finally, for having accepted the simplified reporting procedure as we move forward. So in the next report will be based on the simplified reporting procedure. We do wish those in the capital, we extend our thanks, and we hope to have some information also provided for us in writing in the 48 hours. It will be very helpful for this committee. And with this, Ambassador, let me thank you all for participating in this dialogue and hope good continuation to everyone. Thank you, colleagues. This meeting is adjourned. We, of course, meet at Palais Wilson after lunch.